This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pigs. And what did the pigs do? The herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned. The herd rushed down to the steep embankment into the lake and were drowned. I don't know if you've ever heard anybody say this. The pigs, listen carefully, this is really important. The pigs prefer death to being possessed. Is that ironic to anybody? The pigs prefer death to being possessed. And we play with the devil. We hang out with him in different ways in our lives. We open the door for activity that involve him. And here the pigs were smart enough to say, it's better to die than to be possessed by these spirits. Now, I know that's heavy. I know that's very heavy. And maybe something you've never heard before. I just believe it's true that they preferred death to being possessed by the demons. Now, notice the reaction of the crowd in verse 34. When those tending the pigs saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, this is beautiful, they found the man from whom the demons had gone out sitting at the feet of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Dressed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. You know what people are afraid of? Normalcy. If you're used to an abnormal life, normalcy will seem strange. If you're used to profanity and obscenity all the time, what's different about this when people don't use profanity and obscenities? If you're used to the worst thing you can watch on television and seeing something that's not like that seems strange, it's boring because I'm used to the bad stuff. Isn't it interesting? They were afraid of a man who was sitting at the feet of Jesus, dressed and in his right mind. I love that statement. Verse 36, those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Then all the people of the region of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave. We want you out of here, Jesus. Because they were overcome with fear. So what did he do? Jesus left. Jesus will not force his way into your life. You tell him to leave, he'll leave. You tell Jesus, I don't want to have anything to do with you. He said, okay, I'm gone. So I really believe that. Jesus respected the people's wish. They said, we want you to leave. Why did they ask him to leave? Because I think he threatened them economically with the pigs. A herd of pigs was lost. I don't know the math, but some of you do, about what that herd of pigs might have been worth in terms of monetary value, and they were destroyed. But they were afraid of what they used to accept as normal was now abnormal. And sometimes, here's the point I want to make about that, sometimes people miss the old you. I've actually had people over the years, I really have, where they said, Randy, I've got a relative, I got a brother-in-law, I've got a cousin, I've got somebody in my family who, after they became a Christian, they said, we miss the old you. We wish you'd rotten up like the rest of us. We had more fun with the old person we knew that was you. And so some people are threatened by the change that's called coming to Christ.
Well, I especially want you to hear the conclusion of this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.